The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Friday, BTN News listeners, welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 23rd of March, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Google's just made it easy for you to go ahead and send some payment to Tom, Dick, or Harry, or, you know, whoever. That is it that's in your contact list. That's right, Google's officially rolling out the ability to send peer-to-peer payments within Google Assistant. Unfortunately, as of right now, though, it's still only in the U.S., though Google is promising it will be rolling out to other places in the future. From what we've seen, at least from YouTube videos, it's pretty simple to do this. Pretty much all you gotta say is, hey, Google, would you send Billy Bob $15? And Google will do it, granted that you've got $15 to spare. There is a catch, however, though, of course. The person that you're sending money to, they will also need to set up a Google Pay account to receive the funds. But other than that, it's pretty simple. Maybe too simple. Instagram, let's face it, not been the most fun place to be ever since they took away, you know, your real-time feed. It's now more of them telling you, yeah, you want to see this picture, and you want to see this picture, and you want to see this picture, and chances are you probably don't want to see that picture, or you've already seen that picture. Well, maybe Instagram is finally now getting the point, a little. They announced yesterday would be updating the timeline settings for users, giving you a little bit more control. Now, no, you're not going to have full control. Why would they want to do that? Meaning that, no, you're not going to be able to go to a real-time feed still. But they are promising that they're going to be showing you the latest photos first. Again, this is all done by an algorithm, and who knows if it's really even going to work. Their official statement, however, though, says, based on your feedback, we're making changes to ensure that the newer posts are more likely to appear first in your feed. Maybe they should put quotation marks around that, more likely to appear. They went on to say, with these changes, your feed will feel more fresh, and you won't miss the moments you care about. Yeah, like we've been doing for almost the past year. You want 5G? You going to get 5G in Korea. Yes, that's right. The place that has the fastest internet on the planet is going to be the first to actually get true 5G technology. Korea Telecom, that's KT for short. Sounds like a rap artist, doesn't it? Announced yesterday that 5G cellular service will launch in March of 2019. Now, of course, KT is saying that with 5G launching, you're going to get a broader, faster coverage. Yeah, it's already starting to sound like an advertisement. Disclaimer, however, though, don't forget, if you want to have 5G, well, you better make sure the device you're holding in your hand or using on the network is also 5G compatible. That means they're going to have the right chips and the phones and all that stuff's going to need to be required before you'll actually feel the speed. And finally, getting on an airplane. Never the most enjoyable thing, is it? Sometimes it all depends who sits next to you. But more than that, you got the damn dilemma of where do I sit? Do I take the window seat because it's a long flight? I sure don't want the middle seat because I might have to pee. Maybe I'll just take the aisle seat. Maybe that's the best bet for me. Just in case I get anxiety and I have to get up and to and fro to the bathroom all the time. Well, guess what? Some scientists had some time on their hands and they've figured this out for you of where the best place to sit on a plane is. Basically, they've done this to see how germs float around in this flying tube and how it affects you. Now, you remember we were talking about maybe I'll just take the aisle seat because you gotta pee all the time? That's actually the worst place you can be. So if you're wanting to get the latest flu or cold and feeling like crap at the end of your flight, go ahead, take the aisle seat. Seems that's where the most germs will hit you straight in the face. However, though, the best seat to have on the plane? The window seat. Yes, you're further from all that flu action. Plus, scientifically, they say you have a much better flight since you're able to look out and see the clouds and know that you're floating on air and blah, 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 blah. Apparently, it's supposed to be more relaxing. Funny enough, though, they didn't mention anything about the middle seat. Not a thing. Meaning, it's still the most crappiest seat to have on the plane. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is the official website powered by the lovely folks over there at uk2.net, the home for the lovely BTN podcast, the lovely BTN blog, and our reviews are up over there for your enjoyment. Check us out on our Facebook page and Instagram as well, hopefully with updated feeds now. British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well, Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us, please. We'd We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend now. Don't worry, though. We will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, kick back, relax. It's Friday, and here comes Saturday and Sunday. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.